As me and Tom stopped on a long street in the middle of Oak Street, where the bushes, hedges never get cut by their owner, was a street light. The only lit street light. As I tried to move my leg to go forward, my guts told me not to move, but I took a step forward. But that one step made the air turn death cold. I looked to Bill, but he stood there frozen with a 1,000-yard stare. I looked into his eyes and connected it to where he was looking at. I finally understand why my legs told me not to advance forward. For standing there under the streetlight was a man, a half-dead man, with chunks of skin missing, a blood-stained life, no pupil in the eyes, minotaur-like legs, and a body of a woman. We all just stood there. With fear emitting from our body, it contaminated the air, making it heavy and hard to breathe. But then all of a sudden, the lights went out from the streetlight. The road was now pitch black. The paranoia pulsed through our veins. The silence broke with the blood. Curdling laughter.
Not thinking for a second, we dropped everything we had and ran for our lives. But before we could, another street light went on. And the same person or thing was in front of us again. His knife was ready. Turning to run the other way, another street light went on, but nothing was there. Backing us away from the street light, a cold hand touched me and Bill. The thing was behind us, and it whispered,
"Another to add to the collection."